This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sheening, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes. Today, I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu,
Arvind Raj.
And as usual, our producer is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine. There we go. Tomorrow we're going to have a different language. We'll be with you all the way through. I'm going to make that a thing, Christine. You have to have a new language
That's
each day.
That's actually really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We will be talking about automation today, and we'll also be talking about fast food, some of our favourite subjects here in the studio. Mm-hmm. We're going to be combining the two. And this is because Arv has found an article about how fast food is the ticking time bomb of job automation, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the first industry that'll become completely automated.
So we'll obviously have more details about that a little bit later on, but we're going to be asking you a really simple question. The question is, how do you order fast food? You know, do you use a kiosk? Do you order online? Do you go to the counter? Or do you have a different way of doing it? I mean, you know, we all have our own way of doing it depending on where you're ordering from, but generally, you know, just let us know what you think and how you do it. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. That's what we're starting off with. That's what we're running with all the way through the show. We also have, of course, coming up on story number two, it's a Malaysian food fight.
Yeah, the Champions League of Malaysian food.
Indeed. Mm. Wrapping up with another food-related story about how millennials want quality groceries and they're willing to pay more for them. All about that very shortly. But first, of course, Arvind.
Yeah, so we always talk about automation and robots and how they're taking over like different industries and replacing the human workforce in those industries. But the question now is, which industry or which field will reach 100% automation first? Mm. And it looks like the fast food industry is getting there very quickly, or at least it should be, because it's perfect. It's like the perfect test bed for automation. A new report by CNBC showed that employee turnover at the Panera bread chain is at 100% every year, which is actually low for the fast food industry because normally it's at about 150%, meaning that by this time next year, any fast food chain that you go to will have a completely different workforce. Wow. And no familiar faces. Mm. That, that's how quickly they turn over the people in their workforce.
Because most of them, they work, you know, temporary, it's in between jobs, or, you know, you're just doing it in between semesters.
College
and stuff.
Or
college, which is why they say that it's the perfect sort of like the perfect template or the perfect scene to become completely automated. Would you guys go to a restaurant and eat there if there was no like human representation from that company? Like there was no one from their side, completely robots?
Yeah, I would. Yeah? I mean, sometimes you just want a lunch where you're not disturbed by people. You know, you just want to sit and enjoy your food. Yeah, I think I'd try that.
Yeah, so I like the idea of having, you know, your tablets and your automated kiosk to do the ordering instead of, you know, talking to someone about your orders, right? But I always feel like if there is an issue with my order, or if I'm, you know, being nitpicky with my order and want to customize it, I always find that it's easier for, you know, to speak to someone to tell them how I would like my fast food burger or my chicken and, you know, the type of meat that I would want for my chicken pieces and stuff, right? So it's always easier to tell someone at the behind the cash registry to do it for me than for me to figure out a way in their complicated kind of, you know, tablet panels. Because, you know, it does get confusing. There was once I stepped into a fast food and I just wanted a, you know, a soft drink, just a soft drink. But I ended up ordering a meal because I can't seem to find where just the soft drink is, and I felt bad, you know, I'm causing a queue, and then I'm like, you know what, I'll just do the meal.
And there they have you.
Uh-huh. I know, but that's like, you know, it's frustrating because then when I go back and I look at the machine and then I look at the human and go like, I'm not going for you, machine. I'm not going for you anymore.
You got me last time.
Yeah, you got me last time.
Yeah, no, because
I still walked out with a meal with the person, though. Mm, she convinced me it's just a ringgit extra. So I'll be like, all right, you know what?
They always do. Yeah. They always do. But yeah, so that's where our question came from. Like, how do people order their fast food? How do people order their meals? Like, you know, kiosk or cashier? And it's the same as Jeff. When I go to like McDonald's has a lot of the kiosks nowadays. And I try to go to the kiosk first. But like, every time I'm not sure what what to order and someone sees me sort of confused, one of the staff guys will come to me and go like, you need any help? And it's always more helpful when they tell me exactly where to go and get my stuff, because it's all about upsizing and adding and changing your drinks and finding the one burger that you want that isn't on the front menu that you need to go like a few layers deep. But in the future, it looks like, you know, as more and more people become used to the kiosks, that it might go that way. And, you know, there may be lesser human staff in these fast food restaurants itself.
With that said, though, you know, given the choice in McDonald's, for example, I will go the counter rather than the kiosk. And I don't know if it's because of, you know, how old I am before Jeff says it. You know, I find it easier to interact with somebody immediately, and I know exactly what I'm getting, and if I want to upsize my order, or if I want to have something removed from my burger, or if I want to just add something, it just seems simpler to just say, I want this, 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 and this, done.
Yeah, but, you know, so I've had that... My first experience with a kiosk was in Australia. When I went to Australia and I walked into a fast food chain and go like, oh, wow, like there's this kiosk and everyone can order from the kiosk. Of course, there's still the counter that you can still order from. But I looked at it and my nephews who were taking me around Australia, they were like, you know, let's do the kiosk. And I was like, all right, okay. And it was initially, and this was like, I think about 3 years or 4 years ago or so, right? And at that point of time, it was very complicated. I felt like it's, you know, it's too, it's another step because I couldn't pay using the kiosk itself. I had to then, you know, take the ticket and then go to the counter and then make the payment. So it kind of made me feel like, oh, what's the point of this? This is another step extra, right? But as years progress, and I guess as more data these kiosks are being fed with your own data that you're ordering this, and they kind of know what's popular items, it has improved tremendously. Like right now, when I walk into a fast food restaurant, if I see a kiosk, one of these tablets, and if I'm just ordering for myself or for me and my girlfriend, it's just like a small order. The kiosk is like the fastest option because I can even pay, you know, using my Wave card or, you know, my credit card or my, you know, e-wallet and stuff, right? If I want to pay cash, then I got to go to the counter. But if it's a small order, I find the tablets are getting better. They're not the best yet, but that's the beauty of it. It's that it's now being able to use the data that has always been there in terms of, you know, cash registry data, but now being able to customize the flow of your journey when you enter the food chain itself.
In some places too, if you look at places like China, for example, and I think parts of Japan as well, it's not just about being able to order your food anymore at the kiosk. You can pay your electricity bill, you can pay your internet bills, your phone bills, all at this one little kiosk. And so even though these places may be kind of phasing out the human interaction, what they're doing is allowing it to be just a space where you can do a whole bunch of different stuff whilst you're there. And I think that's really useful. And the idea of that is something that I find fascinating. But what concerns me is stuff like, it's okay doing your order and stuff, whether or not it's at a kiosk or whether or not it's with a person. But the idea of the food being prepared automatically is something that, you know, it's still early days yet. We've seen the omelette making machine at some of the hotels around
in Singapore,
and it's very basic, but it's right because it's a bunch of steps. It's only like three or four steps, but I don't know how many more steps is making a burger.
A lot of fast food restaurants are also putting automation behind the counter when it's making your food, right? So that's where the workforce is making, preparing your meal, because, you know, taking your order, that's a very small percentage of their workforce. It is the ones that is behind cooking the burger. Now, there are a lot of different kinds of solutions to this. We've talked about it on our show. We've seen different kinds of devices on making burgers and fries on an automated way, right? To some degree, they are automated in the sense that they've got a timer there. All it needs is just a human to, you know, put it in, take it out.
Just assemble
it's just
the burger,
assemble and then wrap it up, right? And I bet you in no time that will all be automated because, like Richard said, it's just a step, you know, progress, right? But, you know, I'm just looking at, like, it's depending on how much we're willing to give up when it comes to ordering fast food. Because we know in China, you could do a lot of things with, like, facial recognition, right? So, like, this step that you can see happening, I'm very sure it's not too far from now, especially in China, is when you walk in to a fast food chain and they have your account, as in, like, you register an account. We all have accounts with McDonald's, Domino's, KFC, Pizza Hut, all these people, right? So imagine if you walk into the chain and the machine, who, you know, that tablet has a camera, And because of facial recognition, it recognizes. And you go like, hey, Arvin, this was your previous order. Do you want to repeat that order, right? And you go like, all right, yeah, cool. And it's just one step. So do you want those things to actually happen? It's just like how much we're willing to give up, right? And on the front of the services. At the back of the services, that's going to happen no matter, you know, what
we say. I mean, we've seen this is already happening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think we spoke about this, what, a couple of months ago? Yeah, McDonald's bought like the AI company with facial recognition and stuff. So when you walk in, when it knows you are walking in, it'll say that this is what you got before. Exactly like what Jeff said. And then it sort of, you know, it speeds up the order for you.
Right, we need to take a short break, folks. We're running out of time in this segment. Of course, when we're talking about food, things get heated. Now, we will be throwing up a poll over on Twitter if you'd like to take part in this poll, not toll, another big Malaysian thing. We're looking at asking you a question of how do you order your fast food? The options will be up there. It will be kiosk, cashier, delivery, or other. Let us know in the poll so by the end of the show we've got some kind of idea as to what the results will be. Of course, if you want to take part in the question via WhatsApp or any other method, you can get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. That question again, how do you order fast food? That's all coming up in a minute. Music up next from Bad Religion with The Kids Are Alt-Right. We've got an expert coming up in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Brave Finance Managers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Arvind Ibraj
and Jeff Sandhu.
We are talking about fast food and automation. Fast food, faster automation. The question we've been asking is how do you order your fast food? We've also thrown up a poll over on Twitter if you'd like to head over there and have a look at it. If you want to get in touch via WhatsApp as well, it is 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, the handles are at BFM Radio. Arv, what have we got on Twitter so far?
Yeah, so on Twitter we've got a message from That's My Full Name, who says, over the counter, sometimes from the self-service thing at McD, if I use GrabFood or FoodPanda, I have better things to order than fast food.
Indeed, indeed. And speaking of which, we'll head over to InstaStory very quickly. One last Vish has said, I don't. Healthy living, yo. And then we've got Emmy Bubbly, who says self-kiosk because it's a lot easier. Mega Jamil said counter. Normally, somebody said, via Grab, somebody has said. Online website or via the phone app. Kiosk, to be antisocial. But I couldn't request for the chicken part I want from the KFC via the kiosk. I have, like Falls in Love, I prefer the cashier. I can ask questions and customize my order easier. And that's all we have on InstaStory.
Yeah. Wow. Customization is something that
it's a big thing.
I don't see it being 100% automated. I still feel that you will always have a couple of individuals in that particular store just in case, you know, they get people like us who go like, I want this particular type of meat for my chicken, right?
But one fussy person who comes to the fast
food
restaurant.
We've got our favorite, you know, chicken parts that we want and stuff, right? So, yeah, when it's like your fries and nuggets and stuff, that's fine, right? But when it comes to like your fried chicken, and then it becomes a bit more
specific.
Yeah.
Do you know how much McDonald's spent on their on those kiosks in the US this year alone?
It was some ridiculous amount in the billions, wasn't it?
1 billion.
Yeah.
For this year alone. So in a year, they spent $1 billion to get those kiosks up and running in their outlets. So that's how much they want to go for automation. They even bought an AI company recently, and that's because they wanted to automate their drive-through. So the company is, it sort of picks up, it recognizes speech. So they wanted to use that in their drive-throughs and completely automate that process as well, taking the people out of the drive-through process or the drive-through ecosystem.
I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
I don't know. I mean, if you're driving up to the machines and you don't see the person already, so you won't actually know if the person speaking to you is a computer or a robot or, you know, some kind of system that McD is using. It's just a matter of you know, paying the machine now instead of going
just,
to the.
It can just be the same kind of, you know, tablet that you would have as a drive-thru, right? You're like just tap.
It just picks up on your voice and makes payments and stuff.
Let us know what you think about this, folks. How do you order your fast food? Very quickly, again, the WhatsApp number 018-789-8899. We have a poll over on Twitter. So far, what are the numbers, Arvin?
Yeah, so we asked, what's your favorite way to order fast food? And it's 15% kiosk, 21% cashier, 48% delivery, and 15% other. that's a lot.
So
for delivery,
far,
that's
yeah.
a lot. Yeah. Yeah. yeah, people must be feeling guilty to walk into a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, mm. yeah. We also spoke to Jake Abdullah. He's the country managing director at Fave, and we asked him how involved is Fave in the F&B industry, and what is Fave doing to address automation in the F&B industry.
Fave pays. 70% of it is already, 70 to 75% is already we are addressing the F&B industry. So, you know, our business comes from there. So the natural progression will be to some kind of innovation that is going to, you know, enhance or improve our service to the merchant, which was, that's why we acquired table ordering. So, you know, and that helps with the reducing OPEX and also helps with you know, turnaround times for food ordering. So, it was a, you know, ideal choice.
We also asked Jake, does he think the F&B industry is the easiest and fastest to automate?
I would say yes. Why? Because it's a necessity. People need to go out and eat. I was in Tokyo like a couple of months ago, and every shop has got a kiosk, and most of them are QR codes. And, you know, in China is another story. Everything is done on an app. So it's inevitable. And the necessity is there. People eat three times a day, or you know, so... And it'll be the easiest to automate, you know. So the progression is definitely there. And I you will see a ramp up in this part of the world very fast, very, very fast. You know, you already can see lots of companies are already doing table ordering, takeaways. And so it's inevitable. So.
And then we finally asked Jake how he prefers to order his food.
I like the way Fave is doing it in the sense that, you know, like I go to some regular shops that I do with health food and I get cash back. So in other words, that means I can use it in the same place, you know. So, but, you know, I also use table ordering quite a bit because it saves me the time of hassle of trying to get the attention of a waiter and stuff like that. So we're already talking to a lot of local F&B merchants who want to incorporate this because it's a problem with foreign labor also, you know, accessing foreign labor, maintaining this high churn rate. So this addresses their needs where they can halve their OPEX and you know, and use this technology for their advantage.
So, I mean, that sort of goes with, that's another part of automation that we didn't think about, don't talk about that often. Like, we talk about, like, kiosks and, you know, like,
when
robots taking
in.
Yeah, when you dine in. So, because you are using your app and you are using a platform that isn't human, it also coincides with the poll that we put up because delivery is at the highest. It's at 45%. So, delivery is another form of automation. Ordering your food before you go into the restaurant and so that no one needs to take your order, that's another form of automation. So many different ways instead of just like, you know, the sort of like futuristic view that people had that robots are going to be making your food behind the counter.
And also, you know, I think like what Jake mentioned about Fave, I recently had an experience of, you know, I dined into a restaurant, but it was really busy. It was, you know, peak hour. It was in, you know, central KL. And, you know, you could see the staff just running up and down. It would have been, you know, sweet if you just have like, you know, like what Fave does with some restaurants, you could just order from the table itself, right? You scan the code on the table and then you key in the order and then, you know, they will then start to prepare your food, right? So I don't think it's just that there is one way to do it for F&B or fast food, right? I think it's just they will have options to cater because everyone is going to be different.
It's funny you should say that because same thing over the weekend, a very busy restaurant and they have their two ways of doing it. You have an iPad attached to the table or you can scan the QR code and order via your phone. The only and I've eaten there a few times and I've never had a problem. Although this weekend when I scanned in the QR code and I did my whole stuff there, it was the longest I've actually waited to be served in that restaurant. And in my head I'm thinking it should be easier by now. But obviously it was a busy time of day and I understand it, you know, because they have scaled down the amount of staff as they are moving on with this technology. And that's where we're kind of in that phase right now is that flux between these two methods of doing things. And once we kind of over these rough patches, I can see, you know, being you know, an interesting way of doing things.
I think there will be a new, so, you know, we've got fast food now. I think in the future you will see tap-tap food. It's just, you know, you tap-tap on the iPad
speed
and then
food.
Your food. Yeah, it's just tap-tap food.
Yeah.
Tap-tap food.
Tap-tap
we're going with that.
Yeah. Definitely going with that. It's faster than fast food. It's tap-tap food.
We'll take the Jeff Jet and get some tap-tap food. All right, we're going to take a short break, ladies and gents. Of course, when we come back, we'll be tap-tapping all about fast food, and it's a food fight here on BFM. What are we talking about, Jeff, when we come back?
Well, we are talking about the Malaysian Champions League of Food.
That is what we're talking about. Take part in our poll, ladies and gents. What is your favorite way to order fast food? It's over on Twitter. You can get us via WhatsApp as well. 018-789-8899 is the number to get. If you want to comment on our Instagram story, that's at BFM Radio 2. More music up next from the Hollies with Just One Look here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.